Hear then the truth. Behind this visible world, the eyes see plain. Another stands, and in its folds are curled our waking dream. Dream is more real, which while here we wake, unreal seems. From that our mortal life and thoughts we take its fugitive gleams, are here made firm and solid. There they float in a magic haze. Melodies swelling notes on absolute note, a lyric maze. Beauty on a beauty heaped, pell-mell to change the enchanted gaze. Thought upon mighty thought will grandiose strain, weaving the stars. This is that world of dream from which our race came. By these bars of body now unenchained, with legged peace, borne down with cares, a little of that rapture takes place. We labor hard, a little of that beauty, music, thought, with toil prepared. And if a single strain is clearly caught, then our reward is great on earth and in the world that floats, lingering a while, we hear the fullness and the jarring notes reconciled. Then travel forward. So we slowly rise, and every mile of our long journey mark with eager eyes. So we progress with gurge of revolution and recoil, slaughter and stress of anguish, because without fruit we toil, without success. Even as a ship upon the stormy flood with fluttering sails labors towards the shore, the angry moon of ocean swells, calms come and favoring winds. But yet afar the harbour pales in evening mists, and ocean threatens war. Such is our life. Of this be sure, the mighty game goes on, the glorious strife, until the goal predestined has been won. Not on the cliff to be shattered has our ship set forth alone, nor in the surge to founder. Therefore, King, be royal, bold, and through the urge of wind, the rebound thunder and the close tempestuous gurge, press on forever, laughing at the blows of wind and wave. The heaven must be reached. We rise from far. We rise from graves. We mold our future by our past desire. We break. We save. We find the music that we could not find, the thought sink out we could not then perfect, and from the mind that brilliant root of wonders marshal into living form. End then thy doubt. Grieve not for wounds, nor fear the violent storm, for grief and pain are errors of the cloudy soul. Behind, they do not stain the living spirit, who to these is blind. Torture, disdain, defeat and sorrow, give him strength and joy. 'Twas for delight he sought existence, and if pain's alloy, 'tis here in night, which we call day. The yogin knows, O King, who in his might travels beyond the mind's imagining the worlds of dreams. For even they are shadows, even they are not, they see. Behind them is a mighty blissful day from which they stream. The heavens of a million creeds are these. Peopled they teem by creatures full of joy and radiant ease. there is a mint from which we are the final issue. Types which here we print in jewel letters. There, no torture grips. Joy cannot stint her stream beneath a more than mortal sun. Through golden air, the spirits of the deathless regions run. But we must dare to still the mind into a perfect sleep and leave this lair of gross material flesh which we would keep always before the guardians of felicity will open the golden door. That is our home, and that the secret hope our hearts explore. To bring those heavens down upon the earth, we all descend, and fragments of it in the human birth we can command. Perfect millenniums are sometime, until in the sweet end all secret heaven upon earth we spin. Then rise above, taking mankind with us to the abode of rapturous love, the bright epiphany whom we name God, towards whom we drove in spite of weakness, evil, grief, and pain. He stands behind the worlds of sleep. He is and shall remain when they grow blind to individual joy. For even these are shadows, King, and gloriously into that luster sees from which they spring. We are but sparks of that most perfect fire, waves of that sea. From him we come, to him we go, desire eternally. And so long as he will, our separate birth is and shall be. Shrink not from life, O Aryan, but with mirth and joy receive his good and evil, sin and virtue. Tell he bids thee leave. But while thou livest, perfectly fulfill thy part. Conceive earth as thy stage, thyself the actor's form, the drama his work, but the fruits to God alone belong. Who only is work, love, and know, so shall thy spirit win immortal bliss. Love men, love God. Fear not to love, O King. Fear not to enjoy. For death's a passage, grief a fancied thing. Fools can oil. From self-escape and find in love alone a higher joy. O Rishi, I have wide dominion. The earth obeys, and heaven opens far beyond the sun her golden gaze. But him I seek, the still and perfect one, the sun, not rays. Seek him upon the earth. For thee, he set in the huge press of many worlds to build a mighty state for man's success. Who seeks his goal. Perfect thy human might, perfect the race, for thou art he, O King. Only the night is on thy soul, by thy own will. Remove it and recover the serene whole thou art indeed. Then raise up man's lover to God, the goat.